Can you give us on the screen again? Thank you. We saw three. You hear me? Please come. Can you help me get that? I want to see that a little bit. We are going to work on this remaining two, but we dealt with three last time. Balumi, do we have it on the screen? Okay, beautiful. We are talking about fundamental facts. Five fundamental facts about your Heavenly Father. We said, number one, He has chosen you and He cares about you. We saw that in Ephesians chapter 1. You can always go back to watch the service online or listen online, YouTube, Facebook, and Mixlr. So number one fact, first fundamental, He has chosen you and He cares about you. Pastor, you think He has chosen me? He has chosen you. I was told that in medicine, when a child is born or when a child is conceived in the womb, there are so many eggs and there are so many spermatozoa, the male seed, that when a woman meets a man to conceive a child, there are in one sperm drop about almost 80 million male seed. And then your own made it. And you are a human being today. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? You are chosen by God to be on this planet at this hour. Every one of us. And God cares about us. Second one, we saw that His favors are what? Flamboyantly what? Unexplained. It says He makes His rain to fall upon the good and the bad. And makes His sun to rise both just and unjust. Remember that? God makes His rain to fall upon the good and the bad. And what? All right. Praise God. And then the last one, which we did last time, last Sunday, He wants to what? Educate and train you. The greatest desire of a father is that the sons will be like him. Am I right? Yes, when a baby is born, it's adorable. But who wants to be a perpetual baby? No. We should grow up. We read in chapter 4, Galatians verse 1. He said, we are God's children, but as long as... Can you give us on the screen? Now I said that the heir, as long as he's a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he be Lord of all. So when you are just a baby, you cannot enjoy God to the best, because what can I offer you? Cerelac. That's the best you can eat. What kind of car can you drive? Toy car. But as you get older, you can get behind and even drive your dad around. Praise God, somebody. Look at next verse. So what does he do? But it's under guidance and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. And somebody said, Pastor, what does that mean? Hebrews 12, we read it last week, verse 5 in TPT. Let's just read it till verse 12. Then we'll just quickly. Can you blow it up for me again? Last time it was like this size too. Can we blow it up? What does it mean to be educated and trained by the Father? Have you forgotten His encouraging words spoken to you as His children? He said, my child, don't underestimate the value of what? The discipline and the training of the Lord God. Or get depressed when He has to correct you. Next verse. We look away from natural realm. Opari. You have jumped. Verse 6 now. Where should it be? They go to verse 2. Okay, they have some problem with the machine. They will find it out. So what do I do now? Stand. Okay. All right. It's not the same one. Okay, give us verse 6 now. Okay, let's just read it. Don't do anything anymore. For the lost training of your life is the evidence of what? And when He draws you to Himself, it proves you are His delightful child. Next verse. Verse 7, can we get that? Fully embrace what? As part of your... For He's doing what any loving father does for his children. For who has ever heard of a child who never had to be corrected? Go on. We also welcome God's discipline. Did you hear that? Tell me beside you. We should all welcome God's discipline as the validation of authentic sonship. For if we have never once endured this correction, it only proves we are strangers and not sons. Next verse. And isn't it true that we respect our earthly fathers even though they corrected and disciplined us? Then we should demonstrate even a greater respect for God, our spiritual father, as we submit to his life-giving discipline, not life-destroying discipline. Next verse. Our parent corrected us for the short time, for our childhood, as it seemed good to them. But God corrects us throughout what? Our lives for our own good, giving us an invitation, IV card, to share his holiness. Next verse, quickly. Let's start running up. Now, all discipline training seems to be more pain than pleasure at the time. Yet later, it produced a transformation of what? Bringing a harvest of what? And peace to those who yield to it. Verse 12. Therefore, so be made strong. Tell the neighbor beside you, be made strong. Even in your weakness, by lifting up your tired hands to get to work of training, education, in prayer and worship, and strengthen your weakness. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Somebody said, Pastor, can you make it practical? Where does God train us? In the school of life. What's the textbook? It's Bible. Who is the principal? The Holy Spirit. Who are the school teachers? Preaching team and all of us. You help teach some other person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was in a ceremony yesterday morning. And I heard glowing things spoken about the person that we went to go and do the celebration for. And when I got back home, God was telling me, did you see what she did? Did you see what you did? I want to correct you through that. I want you to see. You are getting a little bit worked out, and you are getting a little bit. So early this morning, for about 30 minutes, the Lord was working on me from that person's testimony. And it was not sweet, because I've been slacking certain things. Are you hearing me? And the person was not a pastor. Was even a church member. You can use your life to teach anybody. Have you been there before? That when you are in the class, you are making noise, and when teacher walks in, everybody keeps quiet without saying anything. There is a charisma of a teacher. If you have never had a teacher before, oh, Mama Kong Kong. I'm Mama Headmistress. You know them? Mama Headmistress. Before she beat you, I asked her beating you 5 times. How many of you have mom? You guess, when you are small, mommy will adore you. Huh? See, when time of changing and training comes, you go to her, to the kitchen. You know, that time, she carry, my baby, my girl, my angel. Now, around 12, 30 now, you say, mommy, where should I put the place? Have you been there before? Sometimes my wife in the kitchen, we start dealing with them. You know what I just do? I just step out. Let her finish her job. They are girls. They need to be put some things right. Am I right? Am I right? So tell yourself beside, somebody beside, tell somebody beside you. So we are in this boat together. God will train you and God will train me, and together we are going to get better in Jesus' name. Now, tell somebody beside you, everything that happens in your life, make it a training time. Make it point of education. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? The book in your hand, the classroom, school of life, and the teacher, the Holy Spirit. Let's look at the fourth one. Do I go to? See, we're almost through already. I wrote it down, and I want to read it to you. The fourth one. Beautiful, beautiful thing that God said about us. Hallelujah. What did he say? This one, I need to slow down. That's what I want to read to you. It's in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17. I want you to look at this. It says, every good gift and every perfect giving comes from your Father in heaven. Every good gift. Now, I wish you can read the original. It's not the same word for gift twice. It's actually like this. Every good gift and every perfect giving is from where? It's from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Can we read maybe TPT or TLB or New Living Translation? Every gift God freely gives us is good and perfect, streaming down from the Father of light, who shines from heavens with no hidden agenda or shadow or darkness, and is never subject to change. I'm going to explain this. Let's look at it in NLT. What do you say in NLT? Whatever good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father. Now, something I'll say today, some of you will be shocked. Listen to this, and I'm going to prove it to you in the Bible. Every good gift never comes from people. They may come through people, but they are from God. And every good, perfect giving that is not corruption comes from your Father in heaven. What is the meaning of this? Let's go to the story that all of us know, Luke 15. Let's take a look at the book of Luke. Hallelujah. Luke 15, you know the story, the prodigal son. You know where the verse is? You should know now. Where's the verse? Well, let me find it. Luke 15, is it verse what? Find it for us. Okay, from the beginning. Okay. Luke 15, you find the verse? Okay. I thought all of us would know it. Verse 11, you got it? Then he said, please look at this verse. Something you hear this morning will shock you. A certain man had what? Two sons. How many? Two sons. Next verse. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. Let me drop this first. Was it this giving good? I know some of you. But the giving destroyed the guy. But who gave it? Please listen to me this morning. Hear me well. Devil doesn't give anybody gifts. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, the father divided to them his livelihood. The father gave it to him. The father was not bad, was not ugly, was not psychiatric. The father had good intention. Every good gift and every perfect gift from above. What happened to him next? Look at next verse. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. That's not from the father. But what he wasted was from the father. The father gave him. Now listen to me, everybody. There were two sons on this planet today. God's children and God's lost children. Every unbeliever had origin in God. When they were born, Satan didn't fashion them. Satan was not the one who gave the brain to Elon Musk. Are you hearing me, somebody here? God didn't give, now listen, devil didn't give power to make money to Amazon, Jeff Bezos. Are you going to give Bezos something? Jeff Bezos or something? God gave the beauty of dancing to Michael Jackson. It's his gift. Let's not get that one. Fella, God made him to be such a person to dazzle the world with his gift, but from God was tormented and became prodigal with it. There is no gift that's bad. It can be used badly. So, actually, if you see any person using their brain, their abilities, their leg like Ronaldo, all those things, God gave them the gift. Your father gave them. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Remember, he makes his rain to fall both on the good and the bad. That atheist who can be so brilliant in science, God gave him the brain. And God gave him the mouth to even attack God with. Are you here, somebody, this morning? Fundamental fact about your father. He wasted his father-given possession, but it's still the father who gave it to him. Am I making sense this morning? How many of you have heard of MC Hammer? How many of you know what they call, MC Hammer? How many of you know MC Hammer? He became converted, became a Christian, was a Christian singer. And one day, they were telling a story, and I saw him dancing on the stage. I said, what? Where did he get this from? My God. Every good gift and every perfect gift. Who gave the beautiful body to Esther? Was God. Oh, they can go and flaunt it at beauty contests and seduce men with it and waste it like prodigal son, but it's the father's gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you ever raised girls in your house? And have you ever raised boys? You know, in my house, girls don't have comma. They just talk on. Man, the way they talk, I feel tired when they are talking. And they don't feel tired. Girls, forgive me. They just rap on. But me and Toby, hello, girl. How are you doing? Ma'am, ma'am, sit down. Okay, you don't mind. Move off. Oh, you like that? That's good. But they just carry on. My wife talk. Ask things they should not ask. Say things they should not say. And they don't get offended. Me, I get offended. Look at your hair. This one was not done very well. Oh, let's pull it back there. Leave my hair alone. Ask me. But they don't. They just keep. That's the gift of God. Sharp tongue and all. Now, you have to know how to separate this gift from the corruption. Sex is a gift of God. It's not devil. You must say, money is a gift of God. God told men we have to turn gold to money. It's God. But our problem is this. We are prodigal. We are prodigal. Can you help us remove this thing and let's go back to our Bible reading? Okay. Is it request sounds here to your TV? Guys, this one is not Bible. Okay, let's read on. Next verse. But when he has spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and we're going to be in one. Now listen to me. Let me explain. Our heavenly Father made this planet, not for the devil and his crowd. Our Father put oil in the ground, gold in the rocks. Oh man, there are fantastic things. How many years you heard that song yesterday before? Ayeyi madara pupo. Oh, so you are sinners too. Not aye as the wicked world, but the beauty. Can you get up in the morning, see flower, see the sun, see the beauty of the land, beauty of sea, beauty of water? Everything is in excess. Sun in excess, air in excess. I mean, if I were God and I began to sell air you breathe, I'll be an instant trillionaire. Clap your hands for your heavenly Father. Oh, listen, there is no lack on this planet. There is no lack on this planet. My brother is here. Let me introduce my brother. Sunday Amosun, please stand up with your family. Debbie, please stand up. Peter, Kenneth. They live in Ghana. I grew up in Ivory Coast. It's getting nearer to Ivory Coast. I thank God for their lives. They always watch us online. So there are members here. They know all of you are always online with us. And I thank God for them. It's second to the last, my brother. He's always looking at the computer. We're just gifted that way. Just a blessing. My brother is very quiet, humble, but CBN Nigeria calls him for consultation. He's just standing over there. That's it. Banks in Lagos look for his work. So fintech. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Please sit down. They are so embarrassed doing that. That brain he has to work with computer. God give it to him. Tell your neighbor, boundless are his gift in your life. Oh, come on, boundless are his gift in your life. Look at this planet. God made this planet for us to enjoy it. I said, there's no scarcity on this planet. Do you know what? They beg farmers to throw food into the sea so that they will not create too much on the planet. Remember your first time you enter economic class? When you are at your father's house, when you say, I want something, they will say Christmas time, am I right? But then you enter economic class and they said, hey, number one, scarcity of resources. And they began to train you for lack. They never talk about abundance of air, abundance of water, but the scarcity of what? Man-made resources. And then they will say, next, what's this one? Scale of preference. Next one, demand and supply. Can I be honest with you? Our school system was built to produce middle class for the upper class. Now, upper class is getting bigger and they are no longer needing the middle class because they have gotten sophisticated and have gone E. They've gone internet. So they say AI will take over our job. So sooner or later, Dr. Aliba won't be doing the operation anymore. AI will be doing the operation. I'm not going to put my head down for that one. Are you hearing me? They can disperse with us. But our Father loves us. Can you clap your hands for your Father in heaven? And now, there is famine in the land. Not because there was not enough, but it has been scarcely distributed. How can you go to school all your life? You finish school, 25 years, you come out, you are looking for work. Whereas, Mamudu, ni Agbole mechanic, Meko, will go to that place for 7 years. Larondo, we call him. And he'll be hanging around his boss. And they want Lanico. And before you know it, Harry began to start repairing your car for you when the guy's not around. And then after 7 years, no ASU strike. Prof, sorry. No ASU strike. Larondo will finish and open his shop somewhere else in the bush near, not far from the Oga. Oga will call him. And next thing you know, the Memudu Larondo will build a house. And get a car. And before you are thinking of marriage, he's gotten 3 children. Hello. Farming our world today was human creation. You know, global. You know, they told us. I don't know if you remember. Oh, you're not that old that time. They told us when I was in the 80s, there is population explosion. We need to control the world. We need to control. Remember, the Western world told us, don't have family. Have only one. And then, Africa refused to hear them. That's why you are here today. If Africa listen, you won't be here today. All you guys will be around here today. But the Europeans, they were telling themselves, population control, control, control. The family planning thing in America destroys millions of children. Particularly among the blacks. Now, they are aging. They are very smart. They are now exporting us to go and do the job. They have no more young population. We do have it. So, Africa is the HR of tomorrow. I'm expecting you to live sooner or later in Brisbane and spend the weekend in Nigeria. I'm expecting railway line to go all over Africa and across the border, and you'll be living around the world. We are the tomorrow of the world. Are you hearing me, somebody? All this japa is just the beginning. We have not seen anything yet. Why are they japaing? I was talking to my brother. Why are they japaing? Because this upper class will keep them. You see, all these boys, they're very smart. They will not pay them well. They will live big and dispute everything among themselves. I got a young man that was very good in repairing ATM machine in this country. He left for US. He's a US Nadebo. Why? He will repair the machine, got first class in OAU. But he will go and repair the machine for the banks. They won't pay him. Big banks. And you can't sue them because they own lawyers that will delay the case to 2055. He just close up and left. You won't close up, you flourish in Jesus' name. Are you hearing me, somebody here today? Your father owns it all. Your father owns this planet. That money in Elon Musk's hand is God's own. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. Yeah, we know he's a waster, but we are better. Praise God. And the Bible says, the small in the hands of a righteous is more than the multitude of that plenty in the hands of that wicked. So stop looking down on yourself. Your father, you are at home. You see, the prodigal son took, the father gave him and he left. People are brilliant outside there. They're good. And God gave them. Let's look at next verse quickly. Our time is running. Then he went and joined himself to the city of that country and he sent him to his field to feed swine. See, that's the bourgeois. Next verse. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the product that the swine ate and no one gave him anything. You know, in our world today, people don't give. Come on, you go and eat in the hotel. You are there now, and he'll be discussing, should we give you tip? You serve so well. People don't have to say thank you anymore. Even to people who work for them. The largesse is no longer distributed. Amen. Nobody give him anything. Just laboring away. You have to get your mentality back to giving and gifts. Not only because you want to collect from you, but your father wants to give to you. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Your father wants to give to you. I told you the story about a rich woman. My wife told me the story about, is it Jerry Savelle's wife now? Jerry Savelle's wife. And then went out with a rich woman to eat. And God said, take the money and pay for her food. And he said, Lord, I'm not going to pay. She's a rich woman. And they got to the place to eat. They finished eating. They got up. The woman, the rich woman paid. And then as they were going toward the car, the rich woman said, nobody gives me anything. Nobody gives me anything. And we commit the same crime. Somebody has money, we always go to him. God bless you for me. God bless you for me. But Jesus, one day, was in the service, and a woman, a poor widow, her last money, she walked to the front, and she dropped the money in the midst of the rich that were giving bales of money. And Jesus stopped the service for her because she was a giver, not because she wanted to lose her money. If you never respond to others in goodness, you never know what life is all about. You can be in the village, never had money, but you can give. That's our father. No one gave him anything. Everything he must get lower than what he expects. Listen to me, everybody. God wants you to have more than you expect. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Let me prove that to you. Let's go to nature. God expects that when you plant seed, he will give you one seed back. Huh? Imagine you plant one corn at Bado and you see one corn on it. What a waste. When you plant mango like this, for the next 20, 30 years, you'll be reaping from there. What a father we have in heaven. That's why it's good to have to study professional courses. Not just go to class somewhere. When you plant a tree of professional course, you can eat it forever. Even after retirement, they'll call you back. But okay, long mark register in a class. Or they be say, oh, they be let's go quickly. I'm wrong. My time is up. Quickly. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants? Do you know why God is making all these pastors rich? Let's talk about that for a few minutes. They are his house boys. What I just said. Pastors are house boys of God. They are not God's children. No, they are God's children too. But when they are doing their work, they are house boys. Now, can you imagine you go to a house, a big house, and the house boys have everything, and the boys of the house don't have anything? Come and say, I balowe. What? See, this guy was comparing and said, my father's hired servant had bread enough and to spare. If Mr. Oyedepo could build a university, a believer can do better. I believe that. I don't believe that the best of the world, the great things of the world, that we are accomplished by pastors. No! We are coaches. But you never see coach play on the playground. When you see coaches playing, they do that just to give you some experience. But really, the stars play the ball, and you are the stars of God. Come, can we clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? You are the stars of God. Somebody years ago came to my office and said, Reverend, I got it done. Here is it. The blueprint for Rock Foundation College. I said, since you get the blueprint, go build it. My father's ass haven't had bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Next verse. I will arise. How many years you have come back to Jesus? Can I see your hands up? You believe in Jesus as the Lord and Savior. You are back home. Come on, you are back home. Can you clap your hands up? You are back home. You are back home. But I want to warn you as we round up this area. I want to warn you. Coming back home can make nonsense out of your life. For in the first place, let's read the next verse. So, and I'm no longer what we call your son, make me like one of your higher servants. Next verse. He arose. By the way, notice. He said, give me when he was leaving. Now he's back, say, make me now. Training and education. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Next verse, quickly, our time is running. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, I'm no longer what is to be called your son. Before he said, make me a servant, the father stopped him. Look at next verse. And he said to the father, said to his servant, bring out the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, and stand on his feet. Our job as pastors is to dress you up. Praise God, somebody. We give you a robe of salvation and righteousness. We give you a ring of authority. You are authorized to live here. Praise God, somebody. And we put the shoes on your feet, the good news of the gospel. And you can run with it in Jesus' name. The church is not the end of this thing. Gathering here is not the end. When you have salt in a bottle, it doesn't do much. But when he entered the soup, it makes all the difference. So our real moment is not when we are here. It's when we are scattered in the world today. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Servant will clothe the sons. Next verse, quickly. And he said, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. Let me tell you something. This is where I'm really going before I close this part. I want to go to the next one and round up. Next verse. For this my son was dead, is alive again, was lost and is found, he began to be merry. Next verse. And now his older son was in the field. And his king drew near to the house. He had what? Next verse. And so he called. I don't know, I may be wrong. I think the younger son left home because of this older brother. This older brother was not an epitome of sonship. It was typical of Nigeria Christianity, where it's all about go to church and be a worker. Have you noticed in church today, the higher you go and worker, that's who you are in church, you are promoted. I'm sorry. You say, the workers in this church, no, it's not the worker, the sons of the Father. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? I'm sorry, I'm going beyond what you think I should say this morning, but I will. Some churches, they have organogram. You become a member, then you become a believer, then you become a worker, then you become a head worker, and then you become a deacon. My brother is a deacon. They try to force him to be a pastor since he refused. I won't tell you the church. He said he was into training of workers. They gave him the curriculum. He looked at it, just threw it away. Let me teach them something practical they can use at work, and they can be a Christian with. Clap your hands for Jesus. It's like as if church is just everything for us. Church, church, church. And we take church to work now. Deaconess, pastor, even apostle at work now. Can I be honest? Can I? Pastor, prof, am I being known? Pastor, the greatest problem of prof as a VC are the believers with titles. Because they were pastors in their church. They want to claim pastor in church, in work. And they are assistants of the head of the... Somebody was working. Can you imagine? Was working. I won't mention the position. Driver. But it's a pastor in his church. They said, come to work. He said, we have to be at the convention as a pastor. Even they will have program on Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock. And they expect them to go to the program. They could sell all money. We are God's children. We are the light of the world. I'm not just called to be pastors and deacons and ministers and come barring. I don't think that's what God made this thing for. If it is, let's close it down and go and sell computers in Lagos. See this, brother. He came home and he stood outside. He said, I'm hearing music and dancing. Where should he have gone? He should have marched straight to his father's bedroom. Dad, where are you? What's going on here? What's going on here? What's happening here? No! He called one of the servants. He has spent too much time with them. Why? So instead of asking God, what will happen next year? He's opening his phone and checking what the prophet is saying next year. This is the year of your... So he's busy calling one of the servants. He's never entered the house. He owns everything. Life is there. But he never, when the father divided the portion, everything else belongs to him. But he never did. The father, you know, can I say something more? Why was the father sitting down and waiting for that boy to come? Listen to me, everybody. Are you here? Are you here? The father will sit down. Don't get me wrong. I believe in serving. I'm serving too. I'm serving like a machine. You know that now. Preaching right now. You know, the father was waiting for that boy to come back. You know why? The father lacked fellowship. The father lacked fellowship. I was just almost crying. There's nobody to talk with the father. The other boy, when there's nothing like having a wife. When you are discussing something serious, I'm in the kitchen. You know another one? You know, you are busy and then she's checking her phone. I mean, something substantial. She's calling her friend. You know how you get your heart broken? This older son, he's never sat down and discovered his father's stuff. The father will say, let's talk. Daddy, mo, oko ye ko ti o ti kun afelo afelo ru. The adelowo role. Daddy, no be, o ti de, take away TV. Daddy, mo mbo na, ati father accounting, say, dada, I'm a friend's accounting. So he was associating more with servant than with son. So the father was sitting down, waiting. That boy was rascally. But also having some good time of talking. You know, that boy, when that boy was wasting everything, said, I will go to my father, am I right? But the older brother never went to the father. He called his servant. Will you keep on calling servant for yourself? Tell yourself, I'm going to go to my father. I'm going to see the hands of my father in my life. I'm not against servant too. They're going to work along with us too. But we have a father. I have a father. He is king. Look here. I raised 5 kids in my house. Every one of them, something happened yesterday. I don't want to say it, but I'll say it anyway. They said, we don't have this. I said, get it. Let's get this done in minutes. Am I right? Let's get this done in minutes. Your father has been waiting for you. You sit on the other side, you complain, you compare, you contrast. Every good gift. Every perfect gift. But you know, I know what you are saying. My father won't respond to me. My father won't be there for me. Let's keep on reading quickly. Let's jump. And he said to him, your brother has come. And because he has received him, he saves his son. Your father has killed the fatted calf. Next verse. He was angry. Will not go in. Hello, Lily. Who owned the house? It's him. And his father came out. Oh, Benta. Omotani. Omotani. So he answered and said to his father, Lord, these many years I've been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time. And yet, you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. Ask. The younger brother blew everything up and he came back and he asked, and more will give you. Will you dare? He will have asked for everything because he's the one serving so much. Next verse. But as soon as this son of yours, what if my brother now? Came, who has devoured your livelihood with a lot? You killed the fatted calf for him. Next verse. And he said to him, Omata, Omata, you are always with me. And all that your father has is yours. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. All that your father has. Stop saying, where is it? It's with your dad. And go and communicate with him and commune with him. Pastor, I want to see it. Let me shock you. I heard of Dangote one time. Dangote, when he started making money. And I think he had about $10 million in the account. So one day he said, I want to see the money. Those days before they started all this clapping on the money. So he went to the bank and said, bank, I want to have $10 million. So they gave it to him. And he took it to him. Walked back to the bed. It's a true story. He looked at the money all night. Second day, money you will only. Udak pada si bank. He was not, I think he was in Ivory Coast telling this story. Then I asked him, Dangote, right now, how much do you have with you? He said, nothing. Huh? He has no money in his pocket. Yes, richest man. Stop looking at your pocket. Stop looking around you. Warren Buffet has been staying in the same house since 1958. Of course, when you enter there, it's different. It's not about real money is silent. Clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. What is oh my God. You see all these pastors, they have 25 members. And then they have 3 bodyguards. Who want to kill him? 25 members. About the boy. Hallelujah. All that I have is who? So that all that the Father has is mine. And I'm going to close with the last one like this. There's something I want to remind you. It may sound a little bit awesome. Let's close. I know you have never heard about this, about your father in heaven. Many of you have not heard about this. First Peter 1, let's round up. The fifth one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you blessed today? Your father in heaven. Your father in heaven. First Peter 1. Oh, glory. I've not preached like this in a long time. I've not preached like this in a long time. Preaching like this. Are you here? Look at verse 17. And this sounds a little bit negative, but let's look closely. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality, does what? Judges according to each one's work. Conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here. What? In deep reverence. I don't hear this verse being quoted. How many of you have heard this verse before? Quoted, thank you. But it's not emphasized. They will emphasize the side of, oh, God will carry you, God will bless you, God will do. But listen to this. He's a good father. That's why I want to educate and train you. Because his kingdom is based on actions. Pastor, how can you say that? When you could not act, it took a son to act for you. And you are now credited with it. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? In this Father's kingdom, whatever a man sows, he will reap. Without partiality, he consequently allow each one to get the work of his hand. I know you are thinking, Mugbe, Wala Bele. Don't think like that. Think like this positively. Are we here? Are we here? Let me show you in the story of the prodigal son now. The prodigal son came and said, Dad, I want it. Is that what you want? That's your action. He gave it to him. And he left. And he wasted it. The father never went to go and interrupt. Never called him up on the phone. Why? Let him get to his action to the end of his issue so he can see it. Have you ever wondered why God didn't come down and stop Eve from taking the fruit? I wish our God, I'll put around that plate, transformer of the highest daughter. To bati for walking by. Bosha by over lule. My boy, Adam, don't worry. I'll make another wife for you. Don't worry. You will cope. What a God. She finished eating. Her husband finished eating. And God came back in the cool of the day. What kind of a God is that one? He lets you to have actions and follow it through. Are you hearing me? When you set yourself to do something, the Father will allow you. Are you hearing me? Pastor, Emma Sobanye, Belori. Prodigal son left home. Ibatowa Jia. Then he acted another action. Am I right? You can always act to counteract the other action. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? You can always act to counteract the other action. Like I tell my children when they are growing up, I told them when I was growing up, if you do something bad, just tell me the truth. Don't lie to me. Because I'll keep on beating you forever until you admit. I'm going to say, daddy, a minimum say, wajem, buy ice cream. Until then, waje, shege, 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 yeah. One girl tried to test me with that one. One girl came to stay with us. And then she started doing something wrong. And I said, ayo, this girl, stay with us. I said, not my own ayo. See what you say, Miki must say, Daddy, I'm only, I have time for you. Mugbechia, Mugbebilala. Ayo, you do it. Miki must say, Bosha, 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 Bosha. Yeah, so talk for me. Ale Miki must say, Bosha, Bosha, Bosha. More than 2 hours. We were there for how many hours? About 2-3 hours. 1 hour. Finally, Ayo, Rikwe, Baba, you receive you. Baba, you, my children are laughing. They know what I'm talking about. They are right. You know, he said, Amen, Moses. Welcome. Bless you. Let's go and eat. If you confess our sins, he's faithful and just. What a good father. I don't care how bad you have got. Remember Samson? Samson went to Delilah, lost his 2 eyes, lost his hair, and he was there. He said, I know the father is the one who makes actions happen. He said, I'm going to act for last one. Hallelujah. He said, God, one more time. And what he did at the end, listen to me, your fall should never make your end. Your fall should give you a fresh action to move ahead and increase more. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? You know something I noticed? Oh, I saw it yesterday. I was almost crying. God asked me to read the book of Jonah overnight. He said, go read the book of Jonah. I didn't want to because I know Jonah is sleeping in the boat. Am I right? But you know what I saw? He's a God of actions. But actually, he wants you to act well. So when you are acting wrong, he will walk so tight till you act well. Now, there was a nation called Nineveh. Am I right? Nineveh was a place that was wicked. And their actions will ruin them. And they were not even God's chosen people. And God said to Jonah, Jonah, get up. Go to, I like his Jonah's surname, Amittai. Jonah, go to Nineveh. Prophesy against it. In 40 days, I'll destroy them. But they don't repent. Jonah got up and ran. How many of you know why Jonah ran? You don't know. He said, he didn't want to obey God. No. Jonah knew that when God began to warn you that he will deal with you, he actually didn't want to deal with you. That's why he's telling you. So that you can make amends in your ways. Are you hearing me? Jonah knew that if he go and warn them, they may turn. And if they turn, these guys will come and beat Israel again later. So he ran away from God because he knew God. He said, so in Jonah 3, he said, I know you are compassionate. I know when you warn them, you turn around again and bless them when they change. Are you hearing me, somebody here today? Tell your neighbor, your best in life is to change. The best thing in life. See, the greatest word in the Bible is the word repent. Outside what God can do for you. Which ironukwi wada. Just act well. Stop acting the way you've been acting. God will turn around for you. Nineveh was so bad, they were so horrible, they will kill children and throw their heads against the wall. Their brain will fall out. And then, you know what God did? Just to make them change, he went after Jonah for not going there. And he threw a storm at Jonah. And no prayer could stop the storm because he wanted them to repent and not go to hell. And guess what? Jonah took Valium and slept. They had to go and wake him up. They said, wake up and call on God. He said, I don't want to call on my God. I know my God. He said, let's pray. He said, don't pray. This God is too conscious of helping the wicked. And I don't like that. I want to prove him wrong. Finally, he said, throw me into the storm. Because God had nobody else to preach that repentance. God said, fish, catch him. After the fish catch him, the fish took him to the beach of Nineveh. Wow. God said, Jonah, go to Nineveh. I'm still smelling of the vomit of the fish. So he got up. I don't know what they're doing with that light over there. He got up. I should be running up. My time is up. So let's stop now. Okay. Jonah got up and he prophesied. And everybody began to repent. From the king down to the donkey. Even donkey went on fasting. And God said, hey, they're changing. They're changing. Let's back off. Let's back off. Jonah said, we are not backing off. I want to see them perish. I want to see them die. So, you know what he did? He got up, went, took his chair outside Nineveh. Bible said he was waiting to see what will happen to the city. You know what God did for him? God said, Jonah, how is it going? He said, it's hot here. So Jonah made a bush, like a hut around himself. God said, oh, that's that won't do you. So God made a plant to grow, Christmas tree, grow overnight and cover his head and was cooler overnight. Jonah said, hallelujah, your mercy endures forever. But not for them, but for me alone, your mercy endures forever. Then early in the morning, God sent a worm to eat up that tree. And then God increased the sun intensity. Lord, kill me now. God said, kill a little bit. And go kill me now. He said, why? He said, I'm angry because of the tree. God said, you have concern for the tree you never planted. You never watered. Overnight, it brought up this. Why should I not be concerned about 120,000 men and their cattle? And Jonah's book ended there with a question from God. The best thing you can do in this coming year is to change. You will see more in the hands of God when you turn. Turn to pray. Turn to fight. Turn to read your Bible. Turn to be serious. Turn to love your wife. Turn to submit to your husband. God is waiting for you. He doesn't want to perish in your actions. Because your actions have consequences. It cannot stop the consequences, but it can refrain you from your actions. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? So let's live our life in reverence, knowing fully well that this exam, are we blessed today? So, your Father will bring about according to your actions. In this coming year, what will be your actions? That's why it's so important. not to have New Year resolutions, but actions. Jesus said, by your works, by their fruits, you will know them. Stop endeavoring to do something. You know, years ago, my wife and I were having a problem. Tell somebody yesterday. I said, I had to start turning to be a good husband. And one night, I woke up my wife. I said, sit down. I took a basin of water. I know my life is tied up with this. Because my prayer was getting hindered. I'm not treating her well. I returned. So I woke her up. I sat her down. I took a basin of water. And I took towel. And I began to wash her feet. Around 3 or 4 o'clock, she woke up. She was wondering what's going on. I said, sit down. She said, dear, what is it? I said, sit down. I took water. I started washing her feet. And I washed her feet. I said, dear, I'm here to serve you all my life. He said, so, Barry, I said, go and sleep. I did that because God looks at our actions, not our intentions. A time came in my life when I was very selfish and I'm very ambitious and I know I will not go very far. So I turned around and on purpose, now I put my life aside for others. I know the one who watches from heaven. We were in a program yesterday, a housewarming of a sister in church. She just built this house beside their own personal house they are living in. And they said testimony time. And people were coming up. And they would say, oh God, I had one that I just started crying. A sister's husband died. And their baby was 1 month old. She took 1 year old and took the child into her house. Her husband accepted along with her and sent her to school of nursing. And one day, her widow sister came and her own children were at home, not going to school because she had to pay the other child's school fees. That's not her own. In fact, that girl will call our sister in church over here, mommy and daddy, and call her mother auntie. She didn't know. Another widow came. He said, when I lost my husband, she was there for me. Another woman came. She looked very funny like this. He said, mama, you can push anything on her. I was crying. I was looking for what to clean my face with. Oh, she went through hell herself. Because I remember years ago, I was sitting with her in my office. She was just calm. In fact, her sister said, she's a pastor. She take any bullshit. That's the word they use. And you cannot say. And now, she has built a house to be rented out. Got your house. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? God rewards. God will pay you. God will settle you. If he doesn't, it won't finish here. It will start from here. And when you get to heaven, you will see your mansion. You will see stuff. Can I show you how to break the Father's heart? Can I close with that? God's going to bless you. He's going to smile over your life. But God's going to laugh real big when you step out of your life and go for the prisoners and the weak and the poor and the hungry and the naked. Because they were his children. Can you imagine? If somebody in the prodigal land had gone to go and see the prodigal son before he began to blow his money, he could have guided him well. Can you imagine somebody being there while he was hungry and said, take food. Where do you come from? Who is your daddy? Nobody. Can we pray? In this coming year, determine not to be the prodigal nor the older son. Determine to be a child. A loving, growing child of Father God that's going to bless the world around you. God's going to bless you, Yafun Yafun, so you can raise many others. Be a star in the heaven's firmament. Turning many to righteousness. Can we commit ourselves afresh to the hands of God? To tutelage us, to take us, to train us, to educate us, to make this coming year a point of growth, education, and flourishing for the lives of the Father's kingdom. Will we? Will we turn? Will we act? Remember, it's a God who judges according to each one's work. It's not what we do alone in church that he judges, but what we do around in our homes, in our lives, at our work. Will you? Will you? Will you? Help us, Father. Open our eyes, Father. We want to be like you. Are we going to surround his name with respect and honor and bring glory to his name? Come over, glorify us. I want you to, the greatest thing you can do is to glorify your Father in heaven. This moment, make up your mind. Your actions, God looking for this year. You may not be able to think too much, but what can you do? So as you sit down here, I cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be. Cry out to him. Cry out to him.
Hallowed be.
He can meet every need. He can make you a blessing. I cry. Somebody stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Close your eyes and lift your hands to the Father. Hallowed. I cry. Abba. Abba. Abba.
Hallowed.
I cry. Lift up your voice and cry to him. Father, hello, hello. I'm available, Father. I'm your son. I'm your child. I cry. I cry. I'm a father. Oh, father me, father me. Take me. Take me higher.
Hello.
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 One more time. One more time. Hello. Opportunity. This is a golden opportunity to let God father you. I grew up in a house where so many women, wives, and so many children. I was not fathered by my father. I even got small. My brother here, Sunday, and Akinwole, got worse. My dad, Sunday, am I right? My dad never looked at you guys. We had some chance a little bit. He just even rejected you. And Akinwole told me, said, my daddy only bought me one slippers. That's my dad. When the old man died, I just stopped and said, the old man is gone. I didn't have any reaction. I didn't have any emotion. I just stood there. And they told me, it was after service Tuesday, if I remember. Brother Kende had a beautiful father, loving father. Together with him, he was the first son. He was the son. He had a sister, but he was the son. He was the first son. I was in the hospital when the father died. Now, you can see Prof is a strong person. Then the father died. He just collapsed in my hands and started crying. I didn't understand that. I was never fathered. But one day I discovered that my father and mother forsake me. The Lord will take me up. I was rude, stupid, don't know how to run my life. And I say, Father, you are not the father of my spirit. Just take me. Work on me. Make my life what you want to be. I know life is not going to be easy. I don't have any special name. My father was not having any reputation. But I say, Father, you have a reputation in the universe. And from that day on forward, many of you never wonder why. Why I don't say somebody's my father in the Lord. I have fathers in the Lord, but only my Father in heaven is my Father. I bow down to him. I let him correct me like he did this morning. God wants to be your personal Father. In this coming year, surrender to his tutelage. The best gift I've given you this year into the new year is this teaching. No matter, it's like throughout our lives, it works on us. Father, 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 Father. Call out to him. Father, Father, Father. Father. You are my Father. Not only my God, not only my God. Father, Father, but Father is number one. Father, Father, Father. My Father. One more time. One more time. Father, Father. Closing now. Who will follow you in those dark moments? Who will be there for you when you celebrate life? Everybody has gone home. You just bought the car. You just built the house. Everybody has gone home. You are lying on your bed at night. Who else do you have? It's your dad. It's your Father in heaven. Who will give you some instruction when nobody else can? It's your dad. Maybe here you never had a good father like I am. Maybe I've had a tremendous father. But don't forget this verse, Matthew 7:11. Let me put this summary like this. Brother Kende had a good father. Brother Peter had a good father, saved. Even, listen, no matter how good they are, he said, if you then being evil, know how to give good gift to your children. How much more will your Father who is in heaven do what? Give what? Don't worry about good things next year. Your Father will give you. If you ask, if you ask, don't go to God. Go to your heavenly Father. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Go to your heavenly Father. When the servant of God go to God, you go to your Father as your own. Oh, I have to stop this service. One of my friends, a police officer, senior police officer, one day was in his office, a prophet of God walked into his office with that very accurate prophet. He said, I saw your office scattered. I saw your men shot. Servant of God, a prophet, deliver. His words are accurate. He entered his office, told him that, said, I saw it. After that prophet went out. My friend said, Lord, you are my Father. You are the God of the prophet, but you are my Father. I'm asking you, I don't want this, that to happen in my office. Never happened. Never happened. You don't know what your father will do for you this coming year. I'm sorry for taking your time. I had a story of a man who was a judge, and his son was caught in rough driving, and they brought him to court, and he had to sit as a judge over his own son. And he stood up and he said, "Hey, boy, the accuser, stand up. Dad, stand up." He said, "Fine. $20. He was in his judge garb. Cut! When they stepped down, the man removed the garb. He said, "Oh, yeah, one guy. Hello, where to my son?" And he put his hands in his own pocket and paid for the boy. He said, "Let's go home." Praise God, somebody. Your father is there for you next year. Your father will take care of you next year. No matter what happened to Tinubu, that's Tinubu. Can I warn you? No matter, listen. No matter how the economy is bad next year, Tinubu will feed his children. Tinubu will take care of them, and your heavenly father will take care of you. Let's go home. I have a father. Yeah, any announcements? Okay, watch night tonight. No, tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, we'll be here for communion service. And I'm going to share how to avoid certain storms in life in the coming year. Certain storms will happen, but certain storms you can avoid. We talk about three storms that can come next year. Two are avoidable, and all the three are conquerable. Praise God, somebody. So, next tomorrow, 10 o'clock, by 10 o'clock, Monday, 10 o'clock be here. We're going to have communion. That simply means we will not have communion on Friday. So, no communion on Friday. We'll have it tomorrow. Me, I like the way not to come to church so I can do other things. So, we will have that. Then what else? Tuesday service. Are we having service on Tuesday? You must say no. The no's have it. No, we'll have service. Let's have service on Tuesday. Great. All right. I'm going to close now. Yeah. Please do that.
Hallelujah. We want to rejoice with Dr. Afol Akimolayan. Mr. and Mrs. Akimolayan, they are here with their baby. Please, can you come forward to dedicate your baby? And while we're waiting for that, all protocol members, please wait immediately after this service so that we can clean and rearrange the hall for tomorrow's service. Praise God. If you lost your glasses, you can contact the protocol. They found a pair of glasses in the washroom. Can we sing this song? No.